Back in April, I was joined on the show by Shelley Simmons from Billericay. Shelley's four-year-old son, Fraser, has been diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And on the 3rd of June, Shelley and Fraser and some special friends climbed Mount Snowdon to raise awareness and funds into research for the disease. And I'm very pleased to say that Shelley's back today to tell us how the climb went. Welcome, Shelley.
Hi, Bob.
Hiya, mate.
Back.
Yeah, you're looking fit.
Thank you.
Let me just adjust your microphone just a little bit. That's it. Lovely. Now, you came in last time. You told us all about Fraser and muscular dystrophy. But for anyone who didn't hear that, tell us a bit about Fraser and the disease, please.
So Fraser is my four-year-old son. And back in 2014, when he was a baby, he was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a life-limiting, very serious condition which causes progressive muscle wasting and eventually results in paralysis. It has a life expectancy of around 20 to 25 and currently has no treatment or cure.
Right, yes. Now, I think you and your family have been sort of campaigners for quite a little while now, but you wanted to raise awareness and funds for research into the disease. So how did you come to choose mountain climbing?
So, I've never climbed a mountain before in my life, but last year at nursery, Fraser drew a picture of a mountain, and when I saw it, something just clicked, and I just thought, that is something he will never be able to do. He will never be able to climb a mountain. So I decided I would be his legs and I would carry him up to the top.
Fantastic. That's amazing. And to achieve the climb, as you say, you had to carry Fraser on your back in a specially designed rucksack. And I know you did a lot of training for the climb. You walked past my house several times in Billericay. But it still must have been exhausting for you when you actually did the climb.
Oh, it was really tiring. I mean, you know, I'm not the thinnest person in the world.
I'm not
the fittest person either. So it was massively out of my comfort zone. But I think the adrenaline of it and the experience, and obviously knowing Fraser was going to, you know, be able to remember this, it was just, that's what got me through.
Yeah, yeah. And so, all right, let's go to the actual day of the climb then. You did have a couple of friends with you to help you on the way, didn't you?
I did. I had my two best friends, Gemma and Jamie, and I have to say I love those girls so much.
Yeah.
They were such a good support team on the day, and I really couldn't have done it without their help.
Right, okay. So you started out, what started out early in the morning, did you?
We started around 6:30.
Oh, wow, yeah.
In the morning, yeah. Just because we wanted to obviously get off on our way. And that was definitely the best time to have gone, because at that time of day, we had really good weather.
Right.
Obviously, when we got to the halfway point, we could see for miles. The views were obviously spectacular. It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, was there ever a point when you thought you might not make it to the top?
Never.
No, really? You thought you were going
to... I'm a pretty stubborn person, and I knew that so many people had supported me. There was never any doubt that I would make it to the top. Even if I had to crawl up there on my hands and knees, there was no way that I was not going to make it to the summit.
Sure. Now, I haven't met Fraser, but I've seen lots of pictures of him, and he's always smiling. Did he enjoy the climb?
He absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
He loved watching the train go up and down. He loved talking to the sheep. And also my friends bought him some little presents, which he opened, obviously, as you know, on our way up
on
to the top.
Yeah.
And they were great for him because they sort of kept him going. And, you know, every half an hour he had a new little train or a new little car to play with. And, yeah, he did keep saying to me, though, go faster, Mummy. Go faster.
Something I'm interested in, what is the actual distance that you walk when you're climbing Snowdon? Do you know that?
So up to the top, from top to, or bottom to top, it's 1,085 metres.
Okay, and all going up, yeah.
All uphill.
And you met some nice people along the way, didn't you? Tell us about some of the people you met.
Oh, we met some amazing people. We had a collection bucket on the back of the rucksack, and, you know, numerous people put, obviously, you know, coins in,
right.
Notes in, which was obviously amazing. And we did meet some wonderful people who gave some really, really kind words. And I have to say, those people really kept me going on the day. That, you know, I'm really grateful for, you know, all the kind words that I was given.
So really, the further you went, the heavier your load got with all this money in the bucket as
Absolutely.
Wow. Wow. Oh, dear. Now, also, I believe you had an encounter with a superhero, didn't you?
We did. As we got past a particularly steep part of the mountain, we went through a tunnel, which Fraser kept saying was the Bat Cave.
Right.
And about 2 minutes later, you know, going through the tunnel, a man ran through dressed as Batman in fancy dress. So obviously we did have a good sort of laugh about
that.
That's
amazing, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
It was really good timing. It was brilliant.
You mentioned earlier the weather, that it was nice and sunny when you started out. Was it like that all the way?
No, it wasn't. Obviously we had great weather to start with, as I said, but when we were about 30 minutes away from the summit, the weather just turned. It turned so quickly as well. And, you know, it was cloudy, it was misty, it was torrential rain. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It
wow.
was it was
so
hard.
Did you sort of power on through it, or did you take shelter? Sorry.
We covered obviously Fraser with, you know, blankets, because it got quite cold as well.
Covered
him with blankets and, you know, a rain cover and a windproof, you know, protection, and he actually must have been so comfortable in that he fell asleep at that point. But obviously we carried on as we were. And, you know, you just get through it, don't you? You just
sure,
do it.
Sure. So how long did it take from starting out to getting to the top?
Yeah. Just over 6 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
It took us.
Yeah.
And we had a little a tracker that we kept monitoring how long. And when we stopped, we paused it, obviously. So the 6 hours is us, you know, that's walking time.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. I didn't include resting time.
No.
Okay. And you had a flag with you, didn't you, to plant at the top?
We did.
What was it like getting to the top and actually planting your flag?
It was so windy. The flag, we were holding on to it for dear life, because it was so windy it would have just blown away. But it was such an amazing feeling. It was just surreal. And I remember sort of saying to Fraser, like, you've done it. You've climbed a mountain.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it was all to raise awareness and funding into research into Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And from what I've seen, your climb has raised a fantastic amount of money. What's the total so far?
So the total so far today is £12,000 that we've raised, and I'm just so grateful to everyone that donated. This money will go towards research into Duchenne, obviously, which may one day help Fraser and all other children like him.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, that's just such an amazing achievement. Can people still donate? And if they can, how do they do it?
They can if they'd like to. We have a Facebook page for Fraser, which is Fraser and Friends. And all of the details on how to donate to the Snowden with Mummy Challenge is on there.
Okay.
So thank you.
All right. Well, we'll make sure we put that on the Phoenix FM website as well later on. What a wonderful achievement, Shelley. I'm really full of admiration for you, but you're not the only one in your family who's achieved something recently, are you? Tell us about your daughter. She's received an award, hasn't she?
She has. So my little six-year-old daughter has recently won the Billericay Young Citizen of the Year Award, and she won that for her compassion and her kindness and her help that obviously she shows to her brother. And it's just so nice for her to have some recognition.
Well, of course.
And be included as well.
She probably may feel a bit sort of in the shadows sometimes, but tell us about the kind of things she does to help Fraser then. And sorry, what is your daughter's name?
It's April.
April, that's it, yeah.
So she does things for him, you know, without any prompting, without being asked. So she will help him, you know, put his shoes on and off.
Yeah.
She'll help him do the zip up on his coat. She always adapts her games so that he can be included as well. And she does all of these things without being asked, because
amazing.
To her, that's just her brother, and she will do whatever she can because she loves him.
Absolutely. April, you're a hero.
She is.
Well done. Wonderful. Well, I'm sure you must be immensely proud of both of your children. I'm sure they must be proud of you too. Thank you so much for coming in to tell us all about it again. But what's next? What's next for Shelley Simmons? What have you got planned? Are you going to sort of parachute jump out of an aeroplane? Or
do you know what? Since I've climbed this mountain, like, mountain climbing wasn't enough. All I've been asked since I've done it is, what are you going to do next?
Well, there you go.
I think for me, I'm really determined to try and do all I can to make a difference, not just for Fraser, but for everybody who has Duchenne. And, you know, this won't be the last thing that I do. Obviously, I will do something else. What that is, I haven't yet decided. But once I do, I'll come back and I'll tell you all about it.
Oh, please do.
We do have the support of Billericay Town Football Club.
Yes.
So in the coming months, Glenn Tamplin, the owner, has very kindly, he's met us a couple of times. He would like to help Fraser too.
Fantastic.
So if anyone is at Billericay Town Football Club and they see us, please do come and say hello. You know, we'd love to meet you and tell you about
Fantastic.
Fraser.
Fantastic. Well done, Glenn, and Billericay Town as well then. Yes. Finally then, just tell us again how people can donate to your campaign for research into Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
So if people want to donate, they can visit our Facebook page, Fraser and Friends, and all of the details are on there. And I just want to sort of finish by, you know, thanking everybody again, because, you know, without the support, without the donations, you know, it has been incredible. It's been overwhelming. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shelley, for coming in today. And hope it's not too long before you hear about your next adventure. All right.
I'll keep you posted.
Thank you. Bye-bye.